That's right. Every single Wednesday here on the Sweet Spot at this time. And if you want to add to the conversation, please do. We welcome it. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we'll get to the P1s momentarily, but our producer this week and the host of the Ticket Top 10, Jay King, says, "Hey, Sean, something lives in my head rent-free." What is that, Jay?
What up?
It does. So to start off our week, I included a clip of myself in the open where Monty distracted me while reading a really important, well, not important, but a very serious news story. Mm-hmm. And he showed me a picture of a green M&M doing some very unspeakable, terrible things.
Well, the hot green M&M?
Yes.
The green M&Ms, you know.
Would you?
I mean, I would, but
they say if you eat green M&Ms, that means you're going to be able to eventually smash.
Okay.
I did not know this.
Is that a
That's why the green M&M's always sexy.
Interesting.
Is that a real... I've never heard that before.
Okay, well...
Is there something to the green...
Thank you for dropping some M&M lore on us.
It's an aphrodisiac?
It's just...
Lobsters and green M&M's.
I think it's playground lore is what it is.
Interesting.
Justin's on his way back up here just to buy M&M's so he can eat all the green ones.
Showed me a picture of her doing very unspeakable things, and I couldn't contain my laughter.
I don't want to see this picture.
I have it, so I'll show it to you. Don't worry.
He's like, don't worry.
Yeah, no, I've got it saved.
Throw
for
in the group
later
chat.
On things. Yeah. But anytime I hear that, it makes me think of another moment of someone distracted during a ticker, quite possibly my favorite moment of someone distracted during a ticker, our own Dave Lane.
Will, look at...
Not Will Connerly this time.
No, not Will. You're good, Will.
This one is old Dave Lane.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Irving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
It's called the schlong.
Sorry, it's a death.
Wrap it up, you're done. You'll never recover.
It's a death, and I'm trying to be serious. Investigators say trees obscured the view of the pond, and Corey Irvin was found in the back seat, evidence that he was trying to get out. That's Ticket Ticker Service of Burger King. Visit Burger King now and get two Whopper sandwiches, America's favorite burger, for just $2. Two juicy frame-broiled Whopper sandwiches for $2 at Burger King. Price of participation may vary for a limited time only. I'm Dave Lane reminding you to get select ticket t-shirts while they last for just $10 during our summer clearance sale online at
Young Davey.
Oh, man. It doesn't even sound like him now, but
so old, you could get two Whopper sandwiches for $2.
Gosh. I looked it up. This was the year 2000.
Do you have yours off the top of your
head? I do have mine, yes.
Because it is very identical.
In Cincinnati this afternoon, a warrant has been issued for Bengals running back Joe Mixon for a complaint of misdemeanor aggravated menacing. The warrant filed states that Mixon allegedly pointed a gun at an individual on January 21st and said the person should be popped in the face. Tom Pelissero reports that Mixon's agent has issued a statement saying the charges will be dropped tomorrow morning. And happening right now next door to us, the Dallas Mavericks take on the struggling and Zion-less New Orleans Pelicans.
See, my ticker didn't end like Dave's did. He still had to do ad reads, but had a couple more.
That's awesome. Yeah, the losing control while trying to read copy is always fun.
Especially with stories like that.
Once the first giggle happens, you're like, it's done, man. I'm screwed. There's no way to get back on track.
I love it.
Catching the giggles, you can't get rid of it. You just have to let it run its course.
I love it, Jay.
It's like AIDS.
Okay.
Unless you have money. You're Magic Johnson.
Let's go to P1 Brad. He says, "Hey, Sweet Spot. Just wanted to say I love this segment and relate to a lot of other things that the P1s have to say." So
yeah.
Thank you. I keep coming back to lines from movies that came out in the early aughts and 2010s. That was the golden age for 30-year-old me. I have plenty of rent-free lines running through my head from those movies, but I wanted to share some. The first one is from the movie Employee of the Month, talking about the 81 Honda. Creighton, if you have that.
Ow! My head! Ow! My head!
Where did that come from?
Shut up!
We're under attack.
This is an 81 Honda. How dare you?
That's Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
That movie was a major player in my house.
I think I saw that movie one time. Don't get me wrong. I will admit, fully admit, I was a Dane Cook fan in high school. But his movies...
Not great.
His movies were not very funny.
Pedro was in that from Napoleon. And Jessica Simpson also
has a good cast.
Movie.
Prime Jessica Simpson. It just didn't hit with
me.
Are
you saying she's no longer prime?
You know what? I haven't seen her in a while. How's she doing?
Pretty good.
She is?
Oh, yeah. I think she's either on the Ozempic or...
She doesn't need Ozempic. She's
working out.
She's always
she doing good.
Great. I'd love to hang out with her. Just talk.
What if you had to watch the movie with her? Employee of the month.
I would absolutely love to do that with her.
Have a little Romo chat with her.
Yeah, for
sure.
She
has some stories.
Yeah. Talk some tickets. She's from Richardson.
Brad says, another one is Gasp. That is Mahogany from Hunger Games. And I've never seen the Hunger Games films.
I saw the first one, not terrible.
But I can see how this lives rent-free.
How do you find shelter?
Past the jam.
How do you find shelter?
Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart. This mentoring is very taxing stuff. Can you pass the marmalade?
That is mahogany.
Look at you. Just killed a placemat.
As she stabs the table with her knife. That is mahogany.
That was from Hunger Games 1?
I guess 1.
I saw the... It was a while ago. I don't remember.
I haven't seen them since they came out.
It was fine.
Yeah, they were good.
It's fine.
Okay.
Didn't watch the second one.
I read the books. I didn't finish the movies.
Are the books better?
Yeah, the books were way better.
Gotta be, right?
Of course. Books always better.
Let's go to P1 Colin. He says, hey guys, when I was around 10, my dad took me to the Tennis Hall of Fame. We arrived so early, we went across the street for breakfast. In the parking lot was a person doing bike jumps and tricks on a self-made ramp using concrete curbs. Somehow he misjudged the angle of his ramp, causing his front tire to slam against the curb. His bike abruptly stopped, which propelled him off the bike, face first into the sidewalk.
Ow.
I've never seen someone eat it as hard as that guy did on that day. My dad and I looked at each other, thinking we might need to call an ambulance or something, but the guy got up after about 20 seconds. He looked around to make sure nobody saw him wipe out and grabbed his bike and pedaled away. I'm almost 37 years old, and still to this day, it's something my dad and I still talk about. Have you ever seen someone, coworker or stranger, wipe out so horribly that it lives with you rent-free? P1 Casey.
You saw me fall out of my chair pretty hard.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Like, no bracing for impact, just boom.
Yeah.
Right on the backside.
But that you weren't, like, eating it bad, though. You fell on your bum.
I busted down my entire stairs yesterday.
Wait,
really?
Excuse me?
The whole way down in my apartment. I was on my phone, you know, texting, and my socks are real slippery.
Your socks?
You're wearing shoes?
No, I'm not wearing shoes in my house. Who does that?
We fell down the stairs.
We've all fallen down the stairs.
Anyway, wear some sort of house shoes
like
or something.
12 steps, boom, 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 boom. I'm sore as we speak.
Are these carpeted stairs?
Yeah, okay. And then I ran into the table that's right at the end of the stairs, and I knocked over one of my photos and
Scooby-Doo style.
I just laid on the ground for a bit.
One of your photos? You have a framed photo of yourself?
No, not of me. I just have a bunch of... I should, though. Anyway.
Yeah, we've all fallen down the stairs. Just the most important thing when you fall down some stairs is just make sure nobody else is around. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I think the worst one I saw was in college. It was my sophomore year, and as a freshman girl, fell down a flight of stairs.
Ooh.
And I don't know how it started, but I saw how it ended, and it looked like she took a running start. It was that fast.
Mm.
Like, you guys have seen the meme of the Joker flipping down this, like rolling down the street. It looked like that.
So and did you get to play hero and help her up?
I dated her sister for a few years.
Oh, hell yeah.
So there was that.
So that's a good end.
So I got
excellent. All right, this is from Ben Coker, our TV friend from the West. He says, "G'day, mates. Since I heard this on the ticket, I would guess 7 to 8 years ago at this point, I can't hear the word testosterone without hearing cicerone. It might have been from Hard Knocks, a Browns player attempting several times to say testosterone, but saying it wrong each time, with the worst pronunciation being cicerone. Recent testosterone ads on America's favorite radio station conjure this rent-free mind tenant almost daily." And this was, I believe, 2018 when the Cleveland Browns were the... object of Hard Knocks, and This is the defensive back Darius Randle, and we got a quick bit of audio here.
There's testosterone high today.
And again, how do you go through college football and into the pros and not have a handle of what testosterone is?
He knew kind of what it was. He just didn't know what the word was. I think he knew the definition, but he didn't know the spelling or the pronunciation.
Well, the final two here, these are tied together. So Aaron emails in. He goes, just thought I'd ask, listening to the recap of the Time Wasters, I don't get it. Is it a glorified karaoke session? Is it meant to be a joke slash funny or what? What am I missing? Please explain. Well, during, you know, summer chill or ticket stock, we put on a concert. Now, some songs are just straight covers and some are bit songs. There's no rhyme or reason. It just whatever decides to hit us and we have a great backing band. So, yeah, it's kind of playing dress up like live band karaoke. Yeah. But, you know, instead of just watching us do radio, we're giving you a little something else at the very end.
Yeah, it's meant to call it karaoke. There's really nothing wrong with that. And we have a very good band. And who doesn't love karaoke? You love going to a karaoke bar on the weekends and
sometimes
having a few drinks and watching your friends perform. You don't like karaoke?
I saw EA do it. It was awesome.
Karaoke is awesome.
If it's your friends and you know them and it's funny, but if I just rolled up and I had no idea who EA was and I'm watching him do that NSYNC song, I'm trying to get the hell out of there or whatever. The same thing.
I still think it's great. Like if you go with the few friends to a karaoke bar and it's, you know, midnight and some people have had some drinks, it's cool to just see people go up there and whatever songs they're picking and everybody else starts singing along. It's a good time.
Mileage may vary for me. But then Kelly says, hi boys, thanks to Monty, Ram Jam's Black Betty hit replay in my brain over and over last weekend. I was a senior in high school in 1977 when their version of Black Betty was released. There's a 100% chance it was blasting via A-track over the speakers of my pearl black Plymouth 340 Gold Duster with 70s on the front and 60s on the back and a sweet chrome side pipes. Love the show, Kelly. And yes, that's why we do songs with the Time Wasters, because we can get Black Betty, which is an instant classic.
Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Black Daddy talking jive, bam a lamb. When I talk to black guys, bam a lamb. He's got a voice disguised, bam a lamb. He knows he can't deny, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb.
And for the rest of my life, when I hear this song on classic rock radio, I'm not going to think of the 70s Ram Jam classic. I'm going to think of Black Betty.
And I'm not going to think of Ian Kinsler's walk-up song anymore, because that was it for a long time. It's this. Or even hearing Amos Moses. Think about Gordon Keith now performing that. I've had seriously every single one of those songs stuck in my head since Thursday. Yep. And it's great.
I hear
Love it. Brings back memories.
It is now living rent-free. And if there's something living rent-free in your mind, please email us. We read them on Wednesdays. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.